What the?
You won't listen to me? Listen to my big noise. This is a stick-up!
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in New America, where each week we bring you new tales from the tragic American after. This week, the second episode of Tetchy Terrorist Vampire Zombies in Space, which we have titled Love in the First Degree, will be coming to you in stereo right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to get a bite together, you and me? How about something different? How about Pokeballs? Stop over at Pig and a Pokey tonight after work and pick up one of those 12 different Pokeballs. Some containing kale and hot dogs and things. Just $10 for a drink after 5 p.m.
We call it Pokey Hour Power Hour.
Pokey Hour Power Hour! Only at Pig and a Pokey at the corner of Vesey and William Street downtown Manhattan.
Come on down. We'll be waiting for you.
New America rose on an hysterical promise to end crime. To eliminate criminals getting off on technicalities, a number of new laws were passed which made every mundane activity a criminal act. This way, there was always a reason at hand to incarcerate someone. Over time, normal people were also caught up in this net, so more laws were passed which allowed those charged with petty offenses, like having the waistband of their pants too far from their navel, or breathing someone's oxygen, the option of converting their criminal responsibility into labor that was then sold to corporations by the state. When this system failed to end crime, New America solved the problem by changing the definition of crime itself. This satisfied most everyone. Last week, I.A. Olivier, a desperate man with cancer, and Simon Carr, a sociopathic sneak thief, were enjoying bowls of expensive cargo culture-influenced salad until Simon's ex-lover knocked the joint over. I.A. hides and quivers underneath the table while Simon takes the situation in stride.
Hands above your head! Get him up now! Get him up now! You, fat boy, get him up now!
Listen, give me the money. Now, turn around.
This person is one of your friends?
Shut up!
Hey, I need your keys.
My keys?
Yeah! And if I say, I got a man now, that's when you pop up and say, I'm her man.
I'm not gonna say that.
Can you follow that? This is what a team is about.
Team?
That's your part in the plan. I say, I got a man now, and you pop up and say...
I'm not popping up.
And you say...
I got a man now, but I'm not popping up.
Give me those keys. All our lives depend on you doing what I said. You ready?
No, wait!
Shut up! I don't want to hear no crying. Shut up!
Serena, baby, it's me.
Simon?
In the flesh.
Is it really you, Simon?
You miss me?
Not right. Now I got a hostage.
Serena, baby, hold on. I got something to say.
What do you got to say?
I have a man now.
I don't give a star what you have. You fucked up my life and you come back now?
I said I have a man now.
You want me to shoot you? All right, I got your money. Y'all see my face. We out.
Somebody call the cops. I can't call the cops. Can you call the cops?
She's got my keys. I have to follow them. I have to. Where are they? Oh, I see them. I can catch up with them. I can't believe how brave that girl was. I can't believe she got me in this mess. Can't believe I'm still walking. Taxi!
Where to?
I need you to follow those people.
What people?
That little woman who's getting manhandled by that bigger woman.
They walking?
Yeah.
So walk.
Look, can you do this or not?
Yeah, okay.
I guess you're wondering why we're following them.
Wonder don't pay my bills.
No, I guess not.
I get all kinds.
What's that?
I said I get all kinds.
Oh, right.
Some people think I'm a therapist.
You're what?
A therapist. You got anything you want to talk about?
No thanks. I get nervous when people talk while driving.
I'm going 2 miles per hour.
Still.
I had this woman in my cab the other day, and she said...
I think that if you, as a woman, don't have boundaries, and you realize you don't have boundaries, and since I don't have boundaries, I can't appropriately be in this family, because the only way to be in a relationship is boundaries.
That's true.
So if you know that about yourself, and you know these people are sucking the life out your ass, you come to understand one of two things. I'm going to die, or I got to leave these motherfuckers. The thing about us culturally, if you have any quote, unquote, privilege at all, privilege comes terrified with possibility. That is drilled into us. You can't feel sorry for feeling something, but you can feel sorry for the pain you causing everybody else in the crosshairs. Loving everybody else and not loving yourself.
When I was pregnant,
some of my so-called friends came to tell me difference between biracial kids with a white mother and a biracial mother. Kids with a black mother, at some point, the white mother will always feel at odds with her pecan child. Kid gets older, sheds baby fat, and mommy time, they no longer cute little baby, but a black boy or a black girl. White mamas get afraid of them. They make the kids weak. But the black mother, she ain't never gonna be scared of her child. She's scared for them. It's not the troubles that come up, it's the kindliness in which you contain. That's the black folks' way. Race shouldn't matter, and a kid can be whatever they want, but you know, color in both new America and old. And once you check on the census, you are what the cops think
when
you
I was
are.
Young,
I knew a woman who left, and she was the mother of the man who gave me my first non-self-induced orgasm.
Oh, that's fair.
He was living at home, sleeping with me, and letting me spend the night. I was like, what kind of mama you got? There's no mama in the world I know who let that happen ever. Well, he explained, she's my mom, but has no say in how we live, because he had no say in her.
Fair. Gifts of inspiration and freedom.
Okay.
But instead, it seemed like I more just rattled the shackles. Break the loop. That is the strongest lesson. Shatter the footprints we dancing on top of. My mother told me freedom wasn't a thing for black women. There's man, there's us, and that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I had black skin, a big mouth, and a wide range of interests. I didn't want to be conquered, so I smiled, patient, quiet, until...
Man, you ain't even listening. That's fair.
Damn.
And I guess you called me a drifter.
She was the mother.
I've had 2 dozen addresses in 10 years.
Nonsense.
Bizarre for a middle-aged black woman. Usually sisters sit somewhere and stay.
I will make sure you have money, a roof over your head.
What kind of mama you got?
Be here to raise
no mama in the world. I know who let that happen.
The daughter's like,
Emma.
I was a white
mother. Right now, you couldn't call me either.
Has no say in how we live,
because
he had no say in
it. That's fair.
When people are nice to me,
and speaking as a parent,
your job is to keep your child alive till they are 18.
I feel like we are the same way.
You don't have to keep them happy.
I leave the gig at 5.
My time
is not
rehab for all these kids.
Whatever place I
live through,
how I was, if that face that looked like
I had
to live as much as I think
alone.
I should be devastated. I should hate myself, but I don't, and I'm not. Isn't that funny?
Here, pull over here, please.
They went to that building.
I know, I need you to pull over.
I've been driving pulled over. I didn't finish my story. You're gonna miss the best part.
I'm sorry, but another time?
Another time? And you can pay me another time. This one's on me.
Really?
Okay, Slim, you go get those 2 broads.
What? No, she kidnapped my friend.
I ain't no cop.
Thank you.
And don't fall.
We'll be back with more Adventures in New America on the Night Vale Presents Network after these words from our sponsors.
If there's one thing we can be sure about, it's that prices will keep going up. That's a fact. And every time the prices go up, your money is worth less and less. Unless, of course, you turn your money into a product with its own price. Call Clico at KL56120 or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Clico, P.O. Box 247, Old New York, New York 10038, and we'll tell you how to turn your old coins into new money. Clico Metal Retrieval. It just makes good sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mix Eva Las Vegas.
Duerme mi tripón, ya se fue la tarde cansada y llegó la noche fresquita y muda. De mañana el sol brillará en tu cuna y te enseñará cómo fue que un día perdió la luna. Duerme mi tripo. Vamos a engañar la lechuza y engañar al coco que ya no asusta. Duerme mi tripo. Abriré tus ojos la luz de la y caminos y la montaña. Duerme mi tripo.
How you do? I have a deal for you. This week, with every fifth raffle ticket purchase, buy one entree and get the second one free. Free! When was the last time you got something free? Was it as good as Miss Trixie's chicken fried steak? Don't lie, we'll know. And they don't need to be the same item. You can get the steak while your date gets the lobster. That's 200 Coffee Street in Brooklyn by the East River. As always, you can buy raffle tickets online at our website, ambrosiadiner.net. Have it all at the Ambrosia Diner.
Hello, and welcome to Act Two of tonight's episode of Adventures in New America, titled Love in the First Degree. Simon Carr has been taken hostage by the mysterious Serena and is currently being tied to a chair on the second floor of a Chinatown tenement house. Unknown to either of them, I.A. Olivier has followed from the Poke Bowl restaurant in an attempt to, at the very least, retrieve his keys. He stands outside the door and listens, unsure of what to do with his hands.
Serena, baby, what's wrong? Why are you like this?
Don't Serena baby me.
You think I wanted this? I loved you, Serena. You were perfect. And I think you love me, too. If it wasn't for that seed of Afrikinka karma business.
That was no business, Simon. That was my home, my life. I wasn't working for the Seeds of African Kakana. I was their princess. Remember?
Poor brainwashed mutt. Don't you remember what happened, Serena? They made me leave you.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to see Serena.
Come along.
Green is yep, that's some quality chanting. Couldn't have chanted it better myself.
Leave them alone.
Green is for harvest, black is for skin. Get out all the garbage, black man has no sin.
Sister Serena, you have a guest.
Thank you. Please come in.
Thank you, princess.
Stop!
I'm starving for you.
Stop! We have to talk. I have news.
You can say whatever you want as long as it's with that ass.
Simon! It's about Father. He confirmed you. You can renounce your wayward life and join the Seed of Afrikinka Karma.
What? Your dad is okay with us? Being together?
No! Of course not. Same-sex sexuality is a sin, Simon. He only knows you are a lost child. And we're like sisters. That's all anyone can know. We can be together, but in secret.
What's worse? You want me to join the Seeds and love you in secret, or having to do it while wearing this scratchy green bristle wool?
Belief is more important than comfort, Simon. Don't you have faith in a higher power at all?
Do I believe in a giant Negro who lives in the sky and says I must submit to men? Serena, tell the god we going to the store for candy. Slip out the back and never return. We'll hit the road beyond, have adventures, change our names. So instead of renouncing my life and joining your world of horror, we'll live off the land. We'll dance around fire pits, ride road bikes, and sing. And when I say sing, I mean sex. Let the world blow up without us. I don't know if God exists, but if so, he certainly knows if I exist, which means he's got the advantage, and that's rude. One must be introduced, baby. I believe in love.
That's not love. That's escapism. I don't think you love me at all.
It's love, baby. I dream of you in colors that don't exist. So love me too. What'd you say?
Oh, Simon. Oh, my. Oh. Oh,
Serena. Oh, my double helix.
Father!
Hey, Your Highness.
You're a lesbianic heretic?
Daddy, Simon was just...
Seaguard!
No, Daddy, no! Oh, no, don't do that!
You think now you have anything to say to me?
Hey, Sea King, I got somewhere to plant you.
Simon, no!
Remove this girl from our sight.
No, I love you. Green fuck this. Harvest, hey, hey, get off of me. Get stop it. Garbage, Serena, no I love you. I love you, baby. I love you. I tried, Serena. I stood up for you. I loved you.
You punched my dad and ruined my life. I lost everything that day. The Seeds kicked me out. Father renounced me. I couldn't find you. I had no one and nothing.
They dumped me in a jail cell for 2 months. I tried to send you a message via Lucid Dream ESP,
but tell me your problems. I don't need your problems. I got my own problems.
I'm sorry. You don't gotta point that gun at me. I'm already tied up. It's killing me we've been apart all this time, and that you had to turn to a life of crime to support yourself.
Support myself? Nah, my lady friend does that. I'm doing the crime to get some time. I need to go to jail to get a college education.
You wanna go to jail to do what?
I was homeschooled by the Seeds. My transcripts are in Egyptian.
Can't you untie me? Now that we've found each other, we can get back to where we was. You wanna be my girl?
That position is already taken.
Who was that? Who said that?
Quiet. Hey, baby.
Hey, sugar.
Who's this?
An ex.
She was at the Poke Bowl restaurant I knocked over.
I can't believe you're still going through with that. What am I supposed to do while you're inside?
Wait for me.
Either one of y'all want to untie me? I eat a box real good.
Simon!
She's charming.
She do eat a box good, though.
She's pretty.
I'm not pretty. I'm handsome.
You want to risk it?
Yeah, she do.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry about this. I just need my keys.
I'm sorry. Who's that one again?
I don't know. I never dated him.
My name is IA, and I just need my keys back. Oh, man. Please put the gun away. I don't care about any of this. Just before all the box eating starts, I thought I would let you know I'm here, and all I need are my keys.
A likely story indeed.
That's my blood brother, my ride or die. He saved my life, so I saved his. That's IA.
But can he eat box?
I don't know about that. Doubt it. Hey, you! Fat boy, look at me and my gun. Gertrude asked you a question. What's the deal with you in the box?
Okay, here's where I wasn't entirely clear. The box, is it in the front or in the back?
Oh,
he's not gonna be any good.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see something.
Let me give him his keys so we can get back to our business.
Shh, watch this. She's good.
What are you doing?
Don't move.
But I...
I said don't move. Look into Gertrude's eyes.
Okay, sure. You're Gertrude.
Yes, I am Gertrude. Look at me.
Dang.
Can I just get a thought in edgewise?
Look into Gertrude's eyes. Who do you love?
I love...
Oh, me.
Gertrude, heavenly Gertrude, please be mine tonight, forever and always, I will love you, oh yeah, I will love you right, if it could be just you and me. I take you across the sea, oh, heavenly Gertrude, please, tonight. Excuse me.
Go!
Police! We have the building surrounded!
Man, I was about to have the first time in my life a three-way!
Stop whining. I'm here, officers. It's a fair cop. Take me away.
You're all under arrest for armed robbery for the pig in a poke eatery.
Finally!
You got him?
Yeah, Bobby, we got him.
Oh, hello again.
This ain't them. This is that husky kid again, the one with a kind face. And there's that black girl.
Hello. What's going on here?
Be quiet, honey.
You know them?
I've seen them from earlier. They're not involved in any of this.
No, wait. I robbed the pig in the pokey.
No, it was me. They saw my face. I still have the gun.
He and his friends, they're always doing this. Kids, you swear they want to get arrested.
She does have a gun, Bobby.
Hey, we got guns. Are we bad people?
He's got a point.
That's no point. Are y'all high?
Save your breath, Serena. None of us are getting arrested with IA in a room.
I am so sorry. It's a thing.
This is bullshit. Y'all really not arresting us?
Not if Bobby says you check out.
Maybe it's the next building. Let's go arrest people in the next building. Everybody down the stairs. Let's go.
Now you're speaking my language. Go!
Hey, kid. I was thinking about it from earlier, and I don't even know if I would call you a husky. Some people, they're just large. You're just a large guy, and that's no crime.
Thanks, Officer Bobby. You're a large guy, too. Muscular. Sometimes people don't see the difference.
Hey, thanks, kid. See you around. Sorry about the door.
Here's something I don't usually get to say in the course of a day. What the hell just happened?
That's my boy, I.A. Olivier, the brother who can't get arrested.
I'm cursed.
We're a team, in for a big haul. Currently available for bank robberies, carjackings, quick frauds, and drug trafficking.
Is this true? Can you really not get arrested?
You saw it yourself. Now, IA, here's your keys. I believe my skills were about to be tested. Serena.
You think I'm interested now? After you and your friend fucked up my chance to go to jail?
You have cancer too?
Fuck no. And I don't care to spend any more time talking to you. Simon, you go and take this janky albatross with you before I shoot you both in your little toes.
Simon, I think we should go.
Before you do, here's my card. I think we can do business.
Gertrude!
Business is business, Serena.
You too! Simon and the Fat Man, go! I'm gonna put you on the back burner of my life. Get out! Get out! Get out of my life! Go!
That was fun. Could have been more fun if you stayed put, but still fun.
Who is that other woman?
Gertrude, apparently. She hypnotized you good. You broke out into a song.
I did not.
You did. You got the hots.
I do not have the hots.
Don't worry about it. We'll see her again. All right, now, where you live? I should get set up and then we can get some dinner.
What do you mean, set up?
I'm gonna pick up my stuff from my stash and set it up in your apartment.
No, you're not. I don't even know you, and already I've been involved with in a crime with guns.
One gun.
A hostage situation, and I almost had to sit through a lesbian thing.
Oh, a lot of folks will call that a dividend. One pink dive don't make me a lesbian. Sucking dick don't make you gay. Richard Pryor sucked a dick and he wasn't gay. Just makes you human.
Well, I've never sucked a dick.
Can find you some dick after I pick up my stash.
I'm not sucking dick, and you're not staying with me.
I am shocked, I.A. Shocked I am. I thought you were an adventurous person.
If you didn't have my keys, I would be home right now.
And the good ladies Serena and Gertrude would be in jail. You wouldn't want Gertrude jailed, would you?
Well, no.
Because you love her. Ugh. You love her.
I do not love her. Anyway, I still don't get why you needed my keys.
For a plan B, in case I wouldn't get away on my own.
You mean you deliberately roped me into this?
Hey! You kept your wallet.
Which I risked losing because you made me go to that poke bowl place.
But you liked the poke bowls.
Yeah, the poke bowls.
Never had one of those.
No, I never have. And I don't like sushi. I didn't think I would like poke or pokey. But I did.
There's a whole world of adventures out there, my friend. Ah, so many things to eat. Poke is just the beginning.
I do like to eat things.
You ever had pon?
Pon.
It's betel nut leaves wrapped around sweets or meats or tobacco.
You eat tobacco?
No, those you just chew and spit out. It's mixed with lime to activate stimulants in the leaves.
Oh, it's drugs.
It's food. Or it's drugs if coffee is a drug, which it's not. There's a pawn shop near my stash. We can pick some up.
You're not staying with me.
Don't worry about that. We can talk about it later.
All right, let's go get some pawn.
Friends, we've reached the end of this week's Adventures in New America. Will Simon intrude on IA's wife? Will Gertrude answer the phone? And how much longer does IA have before he succumbs to his cancer? Adventures in New America was created and written by Tristan Cohen and Stephen Winter. This week's episode starred Paige Gilbert, Pernell Walker, Starley Kine, and the New America players: Mike Albo, Reggie Barnes, Juan Battle, Becca Blackwell, David Commander, Denise Dixon, Oren Farmer, Julian Fleischer, Kurt Harding, Tony Torn, Tara Turner, and Brian Webster. And our humble thanks to our splendid special guest star, the lioness, Tanya Pinkins! The theme song was composed by Wayne Barker, with additional music provided by Adam Lee, Caged Animals, The Illustrious Blacks, and Eva Las Vegas. In the back of the house, our sound designer and audio engineer was Vincent Caccione, and our editor was Grant Stewart. Marketing provided by Adam Cecil, associate producers Ashlyn Hatch and Lindsay Kronmiller. When in New America, all guests are treated to a complimentary stay at the low-down, uptown, well-built Hotel Biltwell, now taking reservations by phone. Thanks go to Julian Coster, master of the custodial arts. Christy Gressman, executive producer. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Night Vale Presents Network.
You can tune in next week if you want, but Simon's not moving in with me. There's no way that's happening. Maybe I'll hang out with Gertie a little, though. Can I call her Gertie? Done with Simon, though. Done.
Adventures in New America is a People's Exploitation Army Limited production.